What?
College matters.
What?
College matters. Matters.
Really?
For sure. College matters.
Alma matters. Matters.
Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of College News Fit to Digest. We pick a few news items relating to U.S. colleges and discuss it on this podcast. Today, we talk to Dr. Jay Jacobs, Vice Provost for Enrollment Management at the University of Vermont, on the impact of FAFSA delays. Now, without further ado, on with the podcast.
Hey, hello, Venkat.
Hey, Shweta, how are you doing?
Very good. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. So good, it's been a while. I think, although the topic we're about to talk about is seems like deja vu all over again, it's test optional. So I guess the reason I thought it would be a good thing to talk about is recently Dartmouth decided that they didn't want to continue being test optional, and they're going to require tests for the upcoming application season. So there've been a handful of schools, at least noteworthy schools, that have gone back on the test optional, MIT being one of the premier ones. So what do you think is happening? What's behind Dartmouth's decision?
It's a little similar, not identical, reason to why MIT brought it back. I think what is happening is a lot of these colleges are looking at their data. They're looking at the data before COVID, and they're looking at the data after COVID, and they're trying to figure out, like, what are the benefits of the test optional and what are the disadvantages of test optional. And it sounds like, for again, for different reasons, both Dartmouth and MIT are saying the test for MIT shows almost like academic, you know, they're thriving or even success in college, like they continue to do well. And that they're still getting the diversity, which is what they are claiming, that they're getting the what they call economic diversity of students. And Dartmouth is saying, because of test optional, they're missing students who would fulfill some of that economic diversity. And so they believe by requiring the test, it will make students submit them, and when they make it submit them, then they can look at the test scores in context of where they come from. And I think the one piece of this that those schools are both forgetting is what's going to happen is the students who were applying test optional will probably, that same student who is back to having to be required may not apply. And so it gets confusing for the student, and maybe even potentially for the school counselors themselves when they're trying to guide, you know, hundreds of students on how to do this. And most schools can't give that individual attention, so they probably do like a nice generic thing in giving that guidance. So it should be interesting how this plays out. There are other schools that are requiring it for different reasons. Purdue is one, Georgetown is another, and then, as you know, all the public school systems in three states, Georgia, Florida, and Tennessee. So a lot of, you know, since you and I are in California, a lot of our California students apply to Georgia Tech, so that's a big one that, like, oh, I have to send my score there. They don't have a choice. But then you find that most students, if they feel qualified to apply to Georgia Tech, they probably have the score to kind of quote unquote match it, kind of thing.
Right.
So it's a tricky thing. It's a tricky thing. I Yeah, it's more confusing than ever.
So since you brought up both confusing and students, so what do you think students should be doing then? What's a rising senior? How should they be thinking about this?
So
just optional business.
This might be a little bit tricky, but this is what I would recommend, especially for students where they aren't financially, they don't have the resources to, you know, pay for test prep, for instance, which can be very expensive. Definitely lean into using any free resources that are available. We know who they are and where they're available, so we won't get into that. But and I do recommend taking a test to kind of get a gauge, see where you're at. If you got to take the PSAT, if your school provides that, maybe use that as a guide to see if you can perform where you want to perform it on the SAT level. There are different scales, but there's lots of resources to help students figure that scale shift. I do recommend taking the test. And then when the students get the test, and let's say they're a 3.9 unweighted GPA with a handful of APs and honors, and they get a score, and they're not sure where that score sits, I find talking to admission reps really helpful. So maybe shoot them an email saying, I go to, you know, ABC High School. You can link them to the school profile so they can get context if they don't know the school. And then maybe they can give you some guidance. I find every time students talk to college admission reps, they're extremely helpful. And their goal is to guide students with the best information and give them some, you know, direction on what they're doing. You know, they can't tell them everything, obviously, because then it's in context of all the students they're applying. But it's probably the same advice they're giving to every other student. And it might help give them some, you know, perspective of, okay, I got this SAT score. Is it good enough for these schools that are requiring it? And I even say, ask the schools that aren't requiring it because you now have the score. Find out. But a lot of our California students, just because the UCs and Cal States aren't, they're test blind, they're saying, oh, I'm just not going to bother and I'll just apply test optional. But then that definitely starts to close out some schools that require it. So, or what they call, I don't like this term, it's text flexible, and which is different from test optional. Text flexible means the school will use the test score at their discretion if you submit it. And so a lot of schools, test optional means you just submit it or not, but test flexible means it's likely if you send the score, they're going to look at it, and what they really want is the score to complement your application. Those are a few webinars on some schools that are text flexible is basically what they said. So it's a tricky, I'm a 16, 17 year old already having to deal with a complicated process. And now you just added another wrench into the process.
The general impression is that some of the schools, or maybe a lot of the schools, use the scores if submitted for things like fellowships and the other sort of maybe programs. Is that generally true, or is that completely not true, or
it depends on the school. So there are some schools that aren't not using the scores at all for like those kinds of things, and some are requiring it. So it goes back to doing that research and kind of going deeper into what the school requires for certain things, like scholarships or honors programs or specialty programs, like these BSMD programs and things like that. So it's upon the student to really kind of do their research and understand. And that's true for everything. There's some schools that have very specific requirements on letters of rec and who it's from. So it's important to really do that work as well. Find out what is it that they need or want or require. It's just more research on the student. That's really what it comes down to, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah. But it's, you know, well worth the effort, I mean, at that point. Okay, so anything else to close out this discussion?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I mean, I think the only thing I can put any student's mind at ease, there are plenty of schools that are definitely remaining test optional. It's a permanent thing. I think of University of Oregon, University of Washington. I believe Oregon State is also permanent and test optional. Double check that, make sure I'm correct. And just kind of, if you're not sure, then reevaluate hard on the schools that require it and decide how important is it for you to have that school on your list. If it's important to you, then you need to take the SAT. But if it's not that important to you, then you may want to explore all the other many, many, many schools out there that are remaining test optional. But this aspect of college applications is going to keep changing. This isn't going to get steady and stay, you know, full steam ahead, kind of normal. It's going to keep changing, unfortunately.
Got it. Okay, so we'll leave it there for right now and maybe talk about it again in a few months. But
yeah, when it changes again, sure.
Yeah, it will. It will, like you just said. So very well, Shweta. Thank you for coming on and great chatting with you. And we'll talk again soon. But for right now, take care. Be safe. Thank you so much.
Yeah, always a pleasure. Take care.
Yep, bye.
Hi again. I hope you enjoyed this week's College News Fit to Digest. For your questions or comments on this podcast, please email podcast@almamatters.io. Thank you all so much for listening to today's podcast. Transcripts for this podcast and previous podcasts are on almamatters.io/podcasts. To stay connected with us, subscribe to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify, or visit anchor.fm/almamatters to check us out. Till we meet again, take care and be safe. Thank you.
College Matters.
Alma Matters.